Your Magid, never ate and never slept. Once when Reb Baruch of Medjibos, the Baal Shem's grandson, met Rav Avromel, he asked the Magid, Heliger Rav Abraham, why is it you never eat or sleep? It's very simple. I didn't eat today because I was too tired from not sleeping all night. Last night I couldn't sleep because I was too hungry from the day before. Rav Baruch got very angry. Answer me or I'll tear you out of both worlds. And he could. Everybody knows that my father, Reb Motele, wouldn't speak before praying in the morning. One morning, however, he woke me very early and said, Avram, get the horses ready. We're going for a ride. I was only 9 years old, and it was a great honor for me to go somewhere with my holy father. Besides, something very special was happening in the world that day. I can still remember riding through the forest alone with my father. How a relief. Every tree seemed to shine light. Eventually we turned off the regular path and went along a rough trail through the underbrush until we came to an old, broken-down shack. My father stopped the horses, handed me the reins, and said, wait for me here. He went into the hut and stayed for over an hour. When he came out, he was walking with a young man. Baruch, you remember how my father's face used to shine from one end of the world to the other? This man's face was blazing with light. Two men were talking. I couldn't hear what they had to say. Only when they came near to the cart, the young man turned to my father and asked, are you sure this is what you have to tell me? My father answered, yes, this is what I must tell you. And then they both began to weep. They embraced each other and cried and cried. When their lamenting subsided, they kissed each other farewell, as if they wouldn't see each other for a long time. And my father climbed in onto the wagon. Without looking back, he lifted the reins and sent the horses at top speed through the forest. When we reached the road, we slowed down. The whole time my father was silent, stared straight ahead, deep in thought. I was too afraid to speak to him. Only when we came in sight of our house did I ask, Father, who was that man? Mashiach ben David, he answered me, the Messiah. The Messiah? Here? Now? But what did he want from us? He asked me whether or not it was time for him to come. I had to tell him the terrible truth. Nobody is really waiting for him yet. And so the Trisker Maggot said to Rav Baruch, if you had seen the Messiah and knew he wasn't coming into the world yet because no one was really waiting for him, could you ever eat or sleep?